Hey, you want that to go?
Now, time for some New Year's takeout, and I'm not talking about Chinese food delivered to your door. We're talking about scenes from around the world as New Year's approaches. And in one particular place of the world, well, a few places, but one special place, New Year's has come and gone. We're going to speak now with Phil Mercer. He's a BBC correspondent in Sydney. Phil, you've been in the New Year for 20 minutes now. Phil in Sydney is too excited over the coming of the new year. Yeah, he is. He's really overwhelmed.
Intense fireworks.
So instead, let's go to someone who's a little calmer. Lori Raimondo, she's with the Times Square Alliance in New York City. She's in charge of, actually, one of the people who's in charge of putting together the ceremony in New York. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Well, the weather is not conducive for outdoor celebrations right now.
Yeah, you know, but we are, you know, first, I'm looking out my window at Times Square, and it's actually beautiful on any other day, but we are always prepared well ahead of time for this event to happen regardless of any type of weather. So we plan for this.
You're also prepared for extra security tonight, correct?
Yeah, you know, I've been listening a lot where they're talking about all the security, and the event always has an amazing amount of security, and I think because of recent incidents, they're highlighting more the things they do, but it's always an extremely secure place.
And one other thing that's been pointed out is people need to remember, if they're among the million people going to Times Square, that there aren't really any public bathrooms.
That is correct. There's not one set up specifically for this event.
The snow does not count.
Yeah, people, there's businesses that are open around here. It's always nice, and especially in Times Square on New Year's Eve, to be nice and polite with everybody around you and the businesses, and people are usually gracious. Yes.
Politeness, something that New York City is known for.
Yay!
Lori Raimondo at the Times Square Alliance, thanks so much. Let's go to Sydney now. Phil Mercer, BBC correspondent there. Phil, you are 20 minutes into 2010. What's it like?
We're a bit further than that, actually. We're more than an hour
into
the new decade. And, the Australian public here in Sydney and the huge numbers of international visitors who invariably come to this part of the world for this particular evening would have thoroughly enjoyed themselves. They've seen 5,000 kilograms of explosive devices detonated in the night sky. 25,000 shooting comets have been launched up into the air, and Sydney Harbour is beautiful by day, and by nighttime tonight it looked absolutely stunning. So the people who came today certainly weren't disappointed, and of course this is an event that's broadcast live on national TV too, so this is an event that many Australians will be very proud of, I think.
Well, what do you think? They were estimated that there was going to be well over a million people, perhaps a million and a half. Do you think that you reached that number?
Somewhere in between that figure. Invariably, people do flock to Sydney for these very special events. There's a family fireworks at 9 o'clock in the evening, and the main event 3 hours later at midnight, of course. And traffic has been streaming into the city all day. Trains have been full, and people arriving by air too, just to witness those 12 minutes of pyrotechnic wonder at midnight. So it's cost an awful lot of money. More than $4.5 million US dollars has been ploughed into this event, but the local economy hopes to make much more than that. So this is all about entertainment and money, and I imagine that the organisers would be extremely pleased. They did boast that this New Year's Eve fireworks display would be the largest and most technologically advanced anywhere in the world. I think that boast has been
realised. Did it live up to the hype, Phil? Was it worth $4.5 million?
Well, I'd rather they would have given it to me, but I don't imagine that was on
that
the cards.
That would have made it a great new year, wouldn't it, Phil Mercer?
Yes. Everyone come round to my house.
BBC correspondent in Sydney. Let's go now to Munich. Tristana Moore, BBC correspondent there. Good morning, Tristana. Good afternoon,
Hi.
I should say.
Good afternoon.
You aren't quite ready to start your New Year's celebrations there. What time is it in Munich?
It's 3:25 at the moment, but people are really gearing up for New Year's Eve tonight in Munich, and there's going to be a huge party right by the old city hall at Marienquai, and a lot of people will be gathering on the bridges over the River Isar to see the big fireworks display. And, you know, people in Munich, they love to dance, party and feast, and there's going to be a lot of food and a lot of beer that's going to be drunk tonight.
You know, here's an odd coincidence. Also in the United States, we like to dance, party and drink. and feast.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I don't know. I always think that people think Germans are very serious, but actually, you know, they love New Year's Eve.
Oktoberfest
land. Absolutely. And lots of tourists coming here as well. I mean, just look at the numbers they're expecting in Berlin this year. They're saying up to 1 million people are going to attend the fireworks display at the Brandenburg Gate. And they've opened up this massive New Year's Eve party mile, which extends to about 2 or 3 kilometres behind the Brandenburg Gate, right up to Victory Column. And there's going to be a fireworks display there at midnight. And before that, lots of pop groups and lots of eating and drinking that's going to be going on.
I would imagine something that's kind of uniting the world right now is that universally people seem to be ready to let this decade and this year go. Is that just your feeling in Munich?
Absolutely. And here in Germany, they've really had a difficult year. And I think a lot of people here are going to be very pleased to see the back of this year. After all, Germany suffered its worst recession since the end of the Second World War. And in fact, Chancellor Merkel has just been giving a speech on national TV, and she warned of more tough times ahead. But I think, you know, most people will be looking forward to the new year and hoping that they're going to put this recession behind them and that the economy will start picking up again.
It can only get better from here, right, Tristana?
Absolutely.
Tristana Moore, BBC correspondent in Munich, where they're going to be celebrating the new year in a few hours. It's already 3 p.m. in Munich, and clearly it's 9:30 on the Eastern Seaboard, and people in California are perhaps just waking up. But all across the world, New Year's is coming.
Yes. I'm just waking up, which is problematic because...
That is a problem since you've been on the air for a couple hours.
But I'm definitely starting to hit my stride.
We're going to be asking you all day about your New Year's resolutions. The way to tell us what they are is at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.